the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Monday Flashback brought to you by Diesel Works, the diesel shop that stands behind our first responders. Well, with all the current events going on and all seemingly replays of the late 70s, since we're already talking about the year
1979,
let's look at that year in music. First of all, song of the year in 1979 was the one we just played, Devil Went Down to Georgia, Charlie Daniels Band. But some of the hits, starting off the year, Tulsa Time, these are number ones that year. Tulsa Time, Don Williams, Every Which Way But Loose, Eddie Rabbit, Anne Murray, I Just Fall in Love Again, and Shadows in the Moonlight, Backside of 30, Bellamy Brothers. But on this particular weekend's date... I believe we're about to be inspired. I mean, can you get more 1979 than She Believes in Me, Kenny Rogers? Written by Steve Gibb, not affiliated with the Gibb brothers of the Bee Gees, oddly, in this one. No, but it was a big hit right here. And it was first done in 1978. By Steve Gibb, and then it was almost immediately picked up, and T.G. Shepherd put it on one of his albums. Not a single, though, and then Kenny took it and released it in 1979, April that year. Second single off of that The Gambler album. It was a big one, and largely because of that album, too. Number one for Kenny in the country charts, number five on the pop charts, number one on the adult contemporary charts. Big old crossover hit from Kenny Rogers. And growing up, I heard it everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Kenny Rogers had a philosophy in the studio. He worked quickly, at least by comparison to other artists. Some were perfect, like Ronnie Millsap, who, by the way, would take over that next week with his Nobody Likes Sad Songs to take the number one spot from this. Ronnie Millsap was a perfectionist. Kenny Rogers... he worked quickly with Lay Down the Vocals, and he didn't want to, quote, wear out a song. In other words, when he knew later on he would have to sing it time and time and time again over his career, it would still be somewhat fresh, and he wouldn't hate it because of his time with it in the studio. That's how he evidently did all these songs. And as this one followed The Gambler, too, it was a surefire hit in the making, too. 16 additional records would reach number one for Kenny Rogers along the way, his final one being in 2000, Buy Me a Rose. Also, that's his final number one song, which Kenny at the time set a short-lived record for being the oldest performer at the age of 61 to have a Billboard number one. Oh. That was broke 2 years later when a 70-year-old spry Willie Nelson teamed up with Toby Keith for Beer for My Horses. Record World magazine said that it is, quote, romantic and features Kenny Rogers' lusty and mature delivery. From 1979, it's The Flashback.
While she lay sleeping, I stay out late at night and play my song.